You know, toast and jam is great for breakfast, but even better for your sports information. Mm-hmm. This is Toast and Jam. Tim Oast, Paul McDonald. Paul, how you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good.
Good.
Good, good. Wild weekend. Three-dayer for a lot of people out
there. Busy weekend.
Oh, it was. It really was. You know, we went out to Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. They always did the program in the mornings. So we thought, well, we'll go at noon. Oops. We get there about 10 before noon. The car line on the highway was 4 miles deep. We still have a lot of pride in this state. We really do. And they want to remember our fallen heroes. So that is a good thing. Program is brought to you by Jimmy's Pizza and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And, of course, a lot of thanks going to our executive producer, Eric Kringley.
Checks in the mail.
It is always in the mail. And we have a special guest again this week. We're talking with Valley City High School girls tennis coach Matt Nielsen. And before we do anything, we're going to put Matt on the spot.
Ooh.
That's
is that
right.
Okay?
That's just fine.
You've been on the spot for the last month.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Let's talk a little trivia. I don't think we had a winner last week.
No, we did not.
Okay. So, and we're going to change that up a little bit here.
Okay.
Last week's question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. Who was the first NBA player to test positive for COVID-19? And it's multiple choice. Rudy Gobert.
That's what I'm going with.
LeBron James, Steph Curry, James Harden.
It's the Gobert.
You didn't even hesitate.
No, I didn't need the multiple choice on that one.
Okay, so with that, we have a little parting gift.
Ooh.
For being a you guest don't on have our to, show.
But please don't part yet.
Okay. Yes, don't part yet.
No, good for one free medium pizza at Jimmy's Pizza.
Thank it
you.
Is.
Thank
yes.
you, Jimmy's Pizza. Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned later. We have another question,
yep.
And then we'll pass it on next week to see if our guest will get that. So let's go to our guest. And, boy, what a run again for Valley City High School girls tennis. I know, Paul, you're on this. You're on it. Probably know more about it than I do, but all I know is that we're champions again. That's good stuff.
No, definitely. Last year we were the EDC regular season champions, but didn't finish off with a tournament championship. But this year we went through the regular season undefeated, and that's including two non-conference matches and then going into the EDC tournament. We knew that Red River is going to put up a good fight in the semifinals, which they did. We beat them 3-2. And then in the state or the EDC championship match, which we do have a state championship in 1971, I believe it is. But I was looking at it, I don't think we have a region championship because the EDC didn't come around till 1979. So I think this is the first EDC championship for girls tennis ever. So I was pretty huge for the girls, and they were excited for it.
You know, I like the way you do things, though. You have a good mixture of elder and young. You know, you always have a few 8th, 9th graders hanging around, even 7th graders, but you always have those juniors, seniors, too.
It seems like it works out that way, and it's good. And this year, we're gonna graduate 4 of our players, and if you looked up at our lineup in the second round and third round in the tournament, we went seniors all the way in the doubles. So we had Breck Suffolkool and Alyssa Thompson at number 1 doubles. We had Abby Martinick with Ella Olson at 2 doubles, which they pulled through, and we needed them to in the EDC championship. We knew we had to sweep the doubles. That had to happen. And then we had to have one crazy win in the singles because Cheyenne was definitely favored. Their number 1 player won the EDC title. Their number 2 player took 6th place at state last year. And then their number 3 won the EDC doubles title this year. So we knew like they had some crazy kids, and we just had to pull out one of those 3, and we did.
At the beginning of the year, if somebody would have come up to you and said, hey, you know what, you're going to win the regular season and the East region, what would you have said?
I would have said, well, thank you, flattered, and I think think you're a little overconfident. I would say, you know what, we have a strong team, a deep team that I think in a 6-3 lineup, we have a really good shot of maybe winning the EDC title there, but I would say in the 3-2, Davies and Cheyenne are so stout in a 3-2, I go, it would take some miraculous stuff to happen, and apparently it did.
You and I have talked about this before, Matt, as far as depth. But there's depth, and then there's quality depth. And you have quality depth.
Well, it's, and if you look at it, very quality depth, because our Abby Martinick and Breck Sufkul were state champs last year. This year, they're making a run at the EDC championship. We fell short in a second set tiebreak to Cheyenne, so they end up taking second. And then Kaylee Nielsen and Georgia Zahn, they actually had to play Breck and Abby in the semifinals of the individuals, and they lost that one to go to the third place match, but lost to a player in Abbott and Wolf that they're both stellar, and Abbott's been all state like three times, and she took second in doubles one year. So I mean, there's no shame in losing that one. That was a tough match that we lost in three. But what's kind of really crazy is that Skye Nielsen is our number five singles player, right?
Okay,
she's our number five player. She goes 8-1 at the region tournament. She knocks off Cheyenne's 3 and Durrani to then secure the EDC championship for us, and she's an 8th grader. Her only loss came to the number one player, Saria Gu, and then she goes through the backdraw, and she takes 5th place in the region in singles, being Valley City's number 5 player. So when you say we have some quality depth, like we are 1 through 5 extremely stout, and our 6 and 7 players are great role players that are doing great as well and winning doubles matches.
And that's improving her seed by 4 spots.
That is, because she came in seeded the 9, and because the reason she got seeded 9 is because she lost to the 8 in the regular season, beat that 8 seed 6-1, 6-0. So she's put it together, and she's figured out how to win some tennis matches.
You've had a lot of teams like this. How would you rate this one?
This is a fabulous team. If you look at the great teams we had, I mean it's right up there with our 2015 crew we had. I mean that year was Clarissa Olson's senior year. So you had Clarissa Olson, you had Reagan Ingstead, Sam Coits, Sarah Gilbertson, Rachel Schuneman, Maya Wendell. I mean, we have all these stalwarts that were there before 2015, and several of them were there after 2015. That was a fabulous team. And the team I have right now, I put right there with them. But that team in 2015 and this team were both extremely special teams.
Well, state tournament coming up this week. Let's see. How do you get ready for that?
Well, one is we had to cancel practice last night because it rained. And then I went up there, and even at 8 o'clock, it must have been enough humidity where the courts didn't. So, I mean, maybe after playing 3 long days of tennis, maybe the extra day off on Monday is going to be pretty all right. Today we'll have practice, and we saw some things that we want to shore up. We need to attack a little better in doubles, and then we need to make better decisions on our mid-court balls, along with on our service line overheads. We kind of were a little shaky on, so we got to get our confidence, get our footwork, and attack through those. And if we can do that, I think we can even get a step better at state.
You know what the East is all about. What about the West?
The West is pretty good. Century is just solid all the way through, and it's going to be one of those where I think the lineup's not going to matter much. What's going to matter is what team shows up. I think that one, if our girls show up, that I think, and we just play loose like we did the entire East region, I think we have a decent shot in that first round. But after the first round, everybody's good. And I've said Legacy, Minot, ourselves, Cheyenne, and Davies, we all have a shot to win the title this coming weekend. Mm. We got the number one coming out of the East, which is going to help us in that first round. But after the first round, it is going to be 100% which teams have players that show up in the moment and can win big clutch points. And that's the team that's probably going to take the title.
State tournament in Grand Forks, indoor and outdoor.
Indoor and outdoor. As we're the one seed from the East, we get the indoor started off. And as long as we keep winning, we get to stay indoors. They have 12 courts at one site, 6 indoor, 6 out. So the whole tournament's played at one site, which really makes it feel like a state tournament because every team from the East and West are all in one spot, and you get to watch everybody.
Defending champ is who?
Minot.
Okay, have a chance to defend their title?
Yes. They're one of the five, and they're the undefeated team out West. So we're undefeated here, they're undefeated there. We actually started doing this a couple of years ago, is that we go up to Minot now the very first week of the season. We scrimmage them. So that way we get to see that high quality competition right away, and they are just solid all the way through, and they're about the same player all the way through too, because their number one player didn't even make the singles tournament because they had a little off day, but they're like number five took third or something like that. So like they're just completely solid all the way through, and they're gonna be tough to beat just because they are that deep. They're deeper than us all the way through, so we gotta come up with some matches.
Now, I think you guys are on courts 1, 2, and 3. when you on Thursday when you start with sentries. So how are they gonna do two doubles and one single? How what's the format that they're gonna?
So whenever you put matches out in the 3-2 lineup, it always goes three singles, then two doubles, okay. then two singles, one singles, and then one doubles. And they want the one singles and one doubles out last because you want your horses out there when it matters. And doubles is you got two of them out there, so that's your last mm-hmm. match. So when we go out there, yep, our first three matches on will be this three singles, two singles, and two doubles will be on right away, and the other two will be sitting and watching, and then as soon as a court opens, then one singles, and then another court opens, one doubles, and it's only five matches, so you got to win at least three to move on to the next round.
And so, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, you're not going to set, you know, we're not really big out west as far as this podcast, but you don't really know what you're going to do with the lineup yet until probably Wednesday, do you?
We got an idea of what we want to do in the first round. Don't want to divulge it because then right. otherwise everybody else
exactly.
might know exactly what's going on. So it's weird because as long as your one number one's better than your two is better than your three, then it's a legal lineup. And as long as your one doubles is better than your two doubles, it's a legal lineup. But you can do whatever you want with your lineup, and it's so you're a guessing game. It's a strategy game of what you think your opponent's going to do. And you know what? In my career, I would say that I've probably been out lineup like 10 times. I think I've out lineup somebody else maybe once, but then okay. but that's only 11 matches in how many 20 years I've been coaching. So the rest of it, players just decided on the court. The lineup wasn't what mattered. What mattered was just the players on the court.
Kind of reminds me of playing cards. You got to hold them.
Got to hold them.
And you got to have a poker face.
Yep. Got to do a little bluffing too to make yep. see. Get your opponents to think of what you're doing.
So are you a good card player?
I hopefully good enough this weekend.
That's awesome. Oh, goodness. How many years coaching tennis here at Valley City?
So this is my 18th year as the head coach, but I got an email and said, hey, it's your 20th year coaching. And I'm like, what? So I looked it back into the Highliner yearbooks, and I found the picture of the 2004-2005 girls tennis team, and by George, I was right there in the photo with Coach Tanner Bushman was the head coach at the time. Don Schock was there. Sammy Logan, I forget, I think it's Sammy Johnson now, was another coach. But you look back, and what's great is I think like your first couple of years coaching, your memory must just be better because you're always right in the moment. But I was able to name every kid in that photo, so I was like, and there's like 27 of them, all seven through 12, and so it was fun looking back and going, yep, it is my 20, so I will. They're going to give me that award out at the State Coaches Convention for the Longevity Award, which either means I'm okay coach, or if I'm just stubborn not to quit, I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, you put a few years in anyway. That we
yes,
do know.
Yes.
Oh, good enough.
EDC Coach of the Year, but Breck Suffolkel getting co-senior athlete for the EDC. How big is that for Breck in her senior year?
She's worked her tail off for all of these years. She's going to Fargo. She's listening to coaching. She's been number one since her freshman year, number one singles with number one doubles. And you know what? There's some years where you go, well, you know what? There really wasn't much out there for senior athlete of the year. No. Out east and out west, there are six fabulous tennis players, and probably three of them on a different year might be able to win the overall. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just such quality kids this year. So that's going to make the state team tournament fun. It's going to make the state individuals tournament fun because we do have so many high-quality seniors out in the state this year.
Matt, can you list the girls and put one word behind each one. Sum them up. One word. Can you list all the girls?
You want my seven?
Yeah. Yeah.
My seven. Yeah. All right.
Seven.
Yep.
So I would have to go Breck. And the word I'm going to go with there is stubborn, because she's not going to lose a tennis match, and she's going to go out there and she's going to do everything she can, and I'm going to go get it. That would be that. Abby, I'm going to say, is forthright. Everything that she does, she says things as it is. She works hard, and she goes for it, and she's honest with coaches. So I'd go forthright with her. Kaylee, I would just say heart. If you look at her on the singles court, that like you might go, man, you know, this other girl's strokes are a lot better. How come Kaylee wins? It's because she runs every dang ball back, and she's not going to let you win that point, and she will just keep fighting you all the way through. Georgia, maybe zest. She's always happy, always bouncy, always, and she hits the ball with zest too. If you've seen her play, she hits tons of topspin, tons of speed.
Must be all that neighbor love up there. Neighborhood,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Then Sky. oh man, what could I say for Skye? She's been working with her singles game, and I'm gonna say versatile. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll say that, because this last weekend she won a lot of points playing the lob game. Then she won some points hitting some drop shots. Then she won some points coming to the net. So like she's got a versatile game, which then it really helps you out, because if you're only one dimensional in singles, if your opponent can figure you out, they could probably beat you. But mm-hmm. if you have many different facets to your game, you have a shot to knock off pretty good opponents. All right, then we're down to Ella, and I wouldn't have said this at the start of the year, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna go with Feisty. Like, she's having fun at practice. She is she's actually calling balls out in practice that are in, just to get her teammates riled up a little bit. Like, she's great sense of humor and a great smile, and just she's feisty. And then Alyssa would have to probably be Loving. She loves tennis. She loves the team. She loves being on the court. She loves improving. So I'm gonna go Loving for Alyssa. So there's our seven kids.
You got the right mix, mm-hmm. all right there.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to throw in here?
No, I'm just so proud of this team, and it's great. I mean, all these kids are working hard, and all the JVs is working hard too. But what really helps the whole thing is having a fantastic coaching staff too. We have Sarah Aberley, who's been here for probably now 10 years as the assistant. And then Hannah Aberley came through the program, and she's our junior high coach. So she understands what Highlander Tennis is about and is continuing that tradition through. And then we have Eric and Susan Kringley, and along with Jamie Lafron boys, that all three of those are volunteer coaches, that it's amazing to have them, because they're knowledgeable. They care so much about the kids. They coach things the right way. They're teaching things the right way. And I mean, and they sacrifice too, just like the kids sacrifice. They sacrifice too, that they're not part of the school system, but yet they took last Thursday and Friday off mm-hmm. to come to the region tournament and coach the kids. And they're taking this Thursday, Friday off to come up to the state tournament and coach the kids. So, I mean, if you look at a lot of the successful things that have happened, it's because of how many adults in our community that care about kids. I'll throw a shout out to wrestling. You know, with wrestling, with Express Wrestling, how they've done that. And if you look at what some people have done with Thunder Football, mm-hmm. and the results that have come up there. And if you look at some of our hockey stuff, Jamie Lafron boys is part of that hockey program. That there's a lot of good stuff. They did national stuff last year for hockey. So I mean, it takes that. And I just want to say then that any adult out there, if there's a sport or an activity or something with youth that you want to get involved with, there's probably someone at the school who would love to have you. So if you are knowledgeable, or even if you're not knowledgeable, if you just care and want to be part of something and want to help coach and want to be a role model in a student's life and want to help a program out, like we would 100% take you. And it could be anything. It could be trap shooting, could be speech debate. I mean, whatever you think you're, where you want to go, we would love to have you as a volunteer coach.
Well, Matt, we're so happy for you, the players, the coaches, Valley City High School as well. Not every time we make it to state tournaments. You know how that is.
Yes, and it's
on the upper level.
Yes, and it's I think I'll probably look back if there's who knows. You say like, oh, well, we have a great coach. You know what? It's the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, the kids are what like wins tournaments, and that's, I remember a coach saying that because Marty Bratchwood was our AD at the time, and Fargo South finally knocked off Red River, and Marty Bratchwood asked the South coach, "How'd you do it?" He goes, "I had better players." So, I mean, it's the player. The players are the ones out with the court, and they're doing fabulous. So hopefully we can keep that rolling.
It is. And, of course, the leaders out there, and they got to follow. And that's,
yes, exactly.
Oh, goodness. Matt, hey, good luck in the state tournament. We really appreciate you being here, and we will be following you all the way.
Thank you, Toast and Jam.
And Grand Forks is a place to be next week. You've got East Region Golf is going on to the King's Walk, and you've got tennis going on, so you can catch some Highlanders in action if you head up to Grand Forks this weekend.
All the way around, that's good.
Absolutely.
Matt, you can stay if you want. If you have to go, you can disappear if you want, because we've got a little more to go here. But
awesome, thank you. I'm going to take off then.
Yes. All right, thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Things to do, man. All right, Matt Nielsen, Valley City High School girls tennis coach, and all the best to them in the state tournament this weekend.
We'll keep an eye on it.
We will. Weekly trivia question, but first, yeah. You know what? Okay. Trivia question.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to use the one that, you know, for next week, we don't know who we're going to have in here next
right,
week.
Exactly.
But I was going to use the movie one. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
You know? Our trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent, and a chance to win the Jimmy's Pizza for our guest next week, if they know this.
If they know this.
What was the name of the country club in the movie Caddyshack?
I love that.
What was the name of the country club in the movie Caddyshack? Still a fun, fun movie to watch. By the way, Judge Smales tried to keep Rodney Dangerfield out of that place. You know, it's still funny
when
you watch that movie. It's just hilarious. We were watching bits and pieces this weekend.
Okay.
Some of the funny parts. And it's good stuff. But Jimmy's Pizza, by the way, a sponsor. We do thank them. Julie and the staff at Jimmy's Pizza take in. We had, by the way, we had, how many sent to the house? Four large pizzas sent to the house.
Okay.
On Saturday, I believe. And that was good stuff. We had a good choice, and we had all kinds. You have a lot of choices at Jimmy's Pizza.
Yep.
Dine in, take out, deliver, and they do a good job delivering, too. And the pizza's awesome. And you can make them bake, too.
I like that part.
Yeah.
They can throw it together, and then you can take it home.
Take it home and do your own.
Yep.
You can do it as dark as you want. Burn it.
Burn it solid. There we go. To scrape off the char.
Exactly. Phone number out there again.
That is 845-1234.
Okay.
And a Nodak Insurance, if you want to get a hold of Chris Quilvang.
Yes.
845-2912.
Easy to bundle. Bundle them up.
Bundle them up. Put all your eggs in one basket. And they are the agents with answers over at Nodak Mutual Insurance.
We are recording this on a Tuesday. It's live or die for the T-Wolves.
It is. Is that tonight? Is game four tonight?
They're on the brink. Can they do it?
I don't know. In Dallas, they were close the first two games.
Yeah.
And
it got close in the third game as well. It could have gone either way toward the end, and then they just kind of let it slip away. They just don't match up. Doncic or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Or
Donkey. Donkey. Call him Donkey.
Donkey Kong. they just can't match up with him, and we just don't have anybody to toss him around a little bit. But he stays outside a lot, too, and
he
hits
the three.
He can shoot.
Yeah.
This guy's a pure shooter.
Yeah, he is.
But he
kind of a little, I wouldn't say a Dirk Nowitzki type from the Mavs earlier.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But, boy, there's a lot of fouling going on. I don't know about the NBA. I just,
fans where's
that
going to
go?
The fouls.
Where's that
going to
go?
I don't know.
There's, you know, it used to be where you had to have a little talent. Just a little.
A little bit.
Now you can just shove around,
just
put some
around.
Pads on,
yeah.
Play football on the court. Ugh. And the Twins are hanging. Kansas
City's
ahead of them.
So now I think they trail by four or five games. I think
three games left with them.
Yep,
a sweep would be nice.
Well, it'd be very nice.
Getting some pitching here.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting is still a little questionable.
The bullpen kind of faltered a little bit here yesterday.
Yeah. Long season, though.
Yep.
Hang in there.
It is.
And the Yanks are really playing. Your Yanks are really doing it.
They are playing well right now.
I'm going to have to wear a Roger Maris jersey here one of these weeks in honor of Paul.
That's right.
Sports birthdays today, 1887. Born on this day, 1887. American all-around athlete. Olympic gold decathlon. Pentathlon. 1912. College and Pro Football Hall of Fame, born in Indian Territory, Oklahoma. I bet you know who that is.
That is Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, Jim Thorpe. Only one. He was one of a kind.
Yeah, he was. Went to Carlisle. Carlisle College is where he went to school. And of course, if you saw, movie with Burt Lancaster.
Yes.
Played Jim Thorpe. Had all of his medals from the 1912 Olympics taken away from him because he played professional baseball with the Giants, but they have been since reinstated. But
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
On this day, 1938, American Basketball Hall of Fame guard, executive, L.A. Lakers, 14-time NBA All-Star, born in West Virginia. He's 86 today.
Jerry West. And he is the logo.
He is the model for
the logo in the NBA.
He was one of my childhood stars.
Yep, number 44.
Yeah, Elgin Baylor, Jerry West.
Yep. Gil Goodrich might have been in back in
Wilt
those days.
Chamberlain was Wilt playing Chamberlain, for the Lakers. Yep. Kareem, yeah, came a little later. 1957 on this day, Kirk Gibson. Tigers, Dodgers, 1988 NL MVP. Remember that shot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was not supposed to bat.
Nope. Almost fell over on a couple of his swings because of the leg was bothering him. And
speaking of another movie,
mm-hmm.
on this day, 1986, American NFL player, Baltimore Ravens, story depicted in The Blind Side, born in Memphis, Tennessee, Michael Orr.
And he is since suing. I don't know if he's. I don't know if he's suing the production company. There was a lot of controversy
in the movie
after the movie came out that there was some artistic license that he did not appreciate, and so that movie really had as great of a movie as it was.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was a great movie. Sandra Bullock and McGraw,
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah,
but they say there was some artistic license taken that Mike didn't quite care for, and so there were some issues.
Okay. Those are the birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Today in sports, 1956, Pittsburgh Pirates Dale Long, don't know the name, but became first to hit home runs in eight straight games.
Okay. I think Don Mattingly tied
that
record.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know what the, you know, but eight straight games.
Wow.
That's a feat.
Man.
1962, Wide World of Sports with Chris Schenkel. Premieres on CBS Radio,
1962. The agony of defeat. What was the opening line with Jim McKay narrating that opening line?
Did a lot of
the
Olympics.
Thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On this day, 1994, Twins' Dave Winfield passes Rod Carew into 15th on the hit list, 3,054. 2006, Barry Bonds hits number 715, career home run, passing Babe Ruth on the MLB all-time list. Is it legit?
Don't get me started.
I know,
we
I know.
We don't have time.
I don't think it's legit. It shouldn't be. They shouldn't even bring that up. But there you have today in sports. And that
was
just
06, 2006?
2006, almost 20 years ago.
Because he ended with 763, I think, is what he ended with in his career.
How many are illegal?
63.
You know, I don't have any words of wisdom or golf quotes today, but I bet you have some words of wisdom. Do you have any at all?
Words of wisdom.
Do you have anything for us?
Boy, I haven't had any words of wisdom in years.
I don't believe that. You give me words of wisdom every morning I walk in with that dirty look.
With that dirty look. It's because you're interrupting my coffee, man. I'm having a sip of coffee. Don't be interrupting my coffee.
Yes, have another sip. Maybe that's the words of wisdom
there's
today.
There's your words of wisdom. Have another sip.
Have another sip. It's all good. It's all good. You're gonna have a special guest, too, coming up next week, hopefully. Todd Thompson.
Yeah, we're going to. Now, would you call him the organizer, commissioner?
Yeah. Commissioner, probably, or, the Administrator
of the Southeast Senior Golf Tour.
Yes.
Is that the correct terminology? They're at Bjornsen tomorrow. You guys are going to be at Bjornsen tomorrow. I'm going to head out there, and I'm sure, speaking of words of wisdom, I'm sure I get a lot from golfers out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll chat with Todd, and we'll have a story coming up later in probably first part of next week on that.
And the course is looking great, so we should have a lot of golfers out there tomorrow. We've usually been getting around 65 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine if the weather's decent, it looks good now.
Yes.
Maybe 80 golfers on Bjornsen tomorrow. Takes about 4 hours, five.
Okay. Do you stop after 9, take a little break, and then get back out and finish?
Not really. You just keep going.
Okay.
Unless somebody, has to do something, like go to the bathroom or grab another water or another beverage.
Don't let me go there.
Okay. Oh, goodness. We're having a lot of fun, but we got to end it live. Well, not really live.
Live-ish.
When we do it, we're live, but of course we record it. It's a podcast from the 1047 studios. 1047 AM or PM? What is it?
It doesn't really say. So, I don't know.
We'll call it AM.
Greenwich Mean Time or something.
We're usually in bed by 1047. Anyway, Toast and Jam for the week. I want to thank our guest today, Valley City High School girls tennis coach Matt Nielsen. What a job he's done over the years.
Yep.
And I know it's players that make it happen, but boy, it's got to come from somewhere, right?
Yeah, the players have to have that high IQ when they're on the course, because a lot of times you can't coach them. Once they start, you might get a little bit between sets and between games. You might be able to talk to them for a minute or two, but other than that, they got to think on their feet.
Yes. I think I do have words of wisdom. Keep it inside the lines.
I like it. Keep it inside the lines. That can go for any sport.
Yes, it can. A big thank you to our sponsors. Always, Jimmy's Pizza, Valley City, and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent, Valley City. And again, our executive producer is...
Eric Kringley.
How are the Red Sox doing?
Just pushed a button.
I know.
You just pushed a button.
He's going to walk off.
And also, before we forget, just the summer stuff going on. Legion Baseball gets started next week.
Yes.
On Monday night on the road. First week, next weekend, the 7th, 8th, 9th of June, they'll be hosting their tournament here in Valley City. So keep that on your calendar. Watch some Legion Baseball as they get that started here next week.
Always a fun sport in the summertime.
I love it. Love being at the ballpark during the summer.
You got it. Paul, have a nice one.
You too.
We'll do it again next week. This is Toast and Jam. Bye-bye.